This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Government advised to have greater national dialogue on the cybercrime bill. Meanwhile, the administration promises further consultations. The International Business Association applauds a recent legislative move to establish a new entity focused on improving business efficiency. The Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors and Entrepreneurs warns that local produce shortages may drive up prices, and gangs in Haiti force the temporary closure of the main airport. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Government has been advised that there is room for greater national dialogue on the cybercrime bill, with the recommendation that steps be taken to improve areas of concern. This was the main outcome of the cybercrime hearing before the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights in Washington. Some members of civil society yesterday presented their concerns that some aspects of the bill would violate the freedoms of expression and religion. Representatives for both the state and the concerned members of civil society were each joined by two U.S.-based international law experts on freedom of expression. In a lively debate, attorney Julio Paul, representing the concerned citizens, argued that the bill contains vague language that subjects people to harsh punishments for expressing their views online.
The vague language is manifest in sections 19 and 20 of the bill, which criminalize expressions that cause annoyance, inconvenience, danger, obstruction, embarrassment, insult, injury, humiliation, intimidation, hatred, anxiety. These are broad, undetermined, and undefined terms. They are nothing more than subjective feelings, making it impossible to create a standard of proof. Finally, any law that seeks to criminalize online content that is subjectively deemed annoying, embarrassing, or anxiety-inducing is absurd in a free society. Core to the free interchange of ideas is the ability to voice views in the digital marketplace that may offend. The sweeping criminalization of online expression will engender large-scale human rights violations in Barbados.
Meanwhile, the state, represented by attorney Robert Volterra, explained that the bill seeks to respond to the harmful effects of cybercrime here.
Increasingly and on a daily basis, Barbadians are being targeted by such cybercrimes as child pornography, terrorism-related offenses, cyberbullying, malicious communications, financial crimes, financial theft, and identity theft, to name just a few. Such crimes are serious, and their consequences can be devastating. They can cause life-threatening physical harm, severe mental health issues, immeasurable economic hardship, and debilitating reputational damage. They significantly harm individuals, organizations, businesses, and government in Barbados.
Commission member Gloria Demes encouraged the state to have more conversations on the matter.
What I hear from this session is that the dialogue may be perceived by some as come to a close. But I clearly hear as well that there is a lot of room for more dialogue, to specify language that is vague, maybe ambiguous, to make it very clear what is the purpose, the scope, the room, maybe, but also the limitations of this bill. And as I said, and my colleagues did in the earlier intervention by the commission is ready to assist you in this dialogue.
Member of the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, Gloria Demes. Meantime, the Barbados government has assured the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights that there's still room for further dialogue on the proposed cybercrime bill. The assurance was given following yesterday's hearing. In a statement, the Barbados government said that it is pleased with the outcome. According to the statement, the commissioners endorsed the importance of protecting Barbadians from cybercrime and recognized that the government of Barbados has been proactive in providing opportunities for civil society groups to be consulted and share their views on the bill during the drafting process. The statement adds that Commissioner Polchak noted that significant public consultation, such as there has been in Barbados about the cybercrime bill, is rare in most countries. She also says... said to have pointed out that freedom of expression and freedom of religion are not unlimited freedoms, but rather have legitimate limitations. She talked about the importance of hearing voices with concerns about the bill, but also the importance of the consensus about the need for the protections from cybercrime that the bill provides. The commissioner said the hearing demonstrated the importance of countries ensuring public dialogue about such important issues, and she noted that there had been significant dialogue between the government and civil society already in Barbados. Meantime, Commission President Raylan asked the parties to clarify whether the legislative process had been ended or whether the bill could still be amended, and it was confirmed that the process had not yet ended. Executive Director of the Barbados International Business Association, Carmel Haynes, is applauding the recent legislative move to establish a new entity, Business Barbados, focused on improving business efficiency on the island. Ms. Haynes told Starcom Network News Biba and its members are particularly eager to see several specific commitments fulfilled as this entity becomes fully operational.
An entity designed to sit at the nexus between Invest Barbados and Export Barbados to ensure that all services required from pre to post incorporation of companies take place in a timely fashion. As we have often reiterated, our unique selling point can no longer hinge on our tax competitiveness. Business efficiency is key. And having been the beneficiary of a series of updates on the entity's progress, BIM and its members are looking forward to seeing the following promises realized by the final operationalization of this entity. 1. A dedicated and focused attention placed on business establishment dissolutions and all of the legal requirements in between by the corporate registry. A focused approach on intellectual property and the software necessary to accelerate research, innovation, and derive value from intellectual property valuations and transactions in the Barbados marketplace.
Executive Director of the Barbados International Business Association, Carmel Haynes. The Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors and Entrepreneurs, BARVEN, warns that local produce shortages may drive up prices as vendors could be forced to import to meet demand. BARVEN's public relations officer, Valentino Barrel, says this usually occurs at this time of the year due to the rainy weather conditions.
This is expected due to the climatic conditions around this time of year. So scarcities are expected by the vending community. What that is doing to us now is it's caused higher charge to the patrons, because if you have to utilize the import produce, obviously that comes at a higher price and we have to pass that on to the patron.
However, he's calling for a meeting with agricultural authorities to see how this and other challenges faced by farmers could be addressed.
Considering the fact that everything has risen in cost, even the water is too high in their opinion, and they're finding it challenging to service their bills. Fertilizer has increased, seedlings have increased, everything has increased in price. And as you would understand, with all the water we are getting, it's hard for seedlings to exist in an open plot. But what we want to address predominantly is the farmers and their plight. We are hopeful that we will have meetings with the relevant ministries so that we could address the plight of the farmers and do our best to revamp the agricultural sector.
BARVEN's public relations officer, Valentino Barrel. Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey, is calling on Barbadians to change their narrative in their communication about members of the disabled community. Speaking at the ministry's education sensitization workshop on a bill that aims to improve the lives of people with special needs, Mr. Humphrey's wish is that the conversations about the disabled should be tempered, as the language people currently use can lack respect.
Say other things, wheelchair bound, which we saw in Parliament during the course of the debate, when we know people should say wheelchair user. We've heard people say suffering with a disability or ailing from this disability when the person is perfectly healthy. And it is just the narrative and the way we convey these things that is becoming challenging. And so the reason that we are gathered here is to be able to help us all achieve the kind of communication that is respectful. And I do not think it's a case where the persons with disabilities are trying to command respect, but I do think we're trying to temper the unintentional disrespect that has been conveyed from time to time in the way these issues are reported.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey. And finally, Haiti's main airport was temporarily shut down yesterday as gangs attempted to seize control of the facility. This occurred less than 24 hours after criminal gang leaders warned that the fighting will start again and asking the population not to go out into the streets. The U.S.-owned carrier Spirit Airlines announced that its flight to Haiti was forced to divert to the Dominican Republic when gunfire struck the jet. In a statement, the American carrier said that a crew member suffered minor injuries. It said Flight 951 from Fort Lauderdale, Florida to Port-au-Prince was diverted and landed safely in Santiago, Dominican Republic. Subsequently, an inspection revealed evidence of damage to the aircraft consistent with gunfire. Spirit Airlines has since said its service to Haiti has been suspended. Recapping the headlines. Government advised to have greater national dialogue on the cybercrime bill. Meanwhile, the administration promises further consultations. The International Business Association applauds a recent legislative move to establish a new entity focused on improving business efficiency. The Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors and Entrepreneurs warns that local produce shortages may drive up prices, and gangs in Haiti force the temporary closure of the main airport. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.